windows out. The light is only concealed. Even when the flame goes out, the oil remains. The oil always remains. Wind sweeps the face of the earth. The pages of history turn.
I'm Susan Nico, and I'm from Roseville, Minnesota, with some people here from Camp Saadi. And we're going to talk about our experiences.
Yes.
And just have a lot of fun reflecting. And pretty much everybody else here is from Wisconsin. But we'll start on the left here with Matthew. Say your name and where you're from.
I'm Matthew Stungy, also known as Stungo. I live in Hudson, Wisconsin. And I've been going to Camp Saadi since the first year, 2017. Didn't make it to the previous 2 years, 2019 and 2020, when it went virtual. But otherwise, I've been here ever since.
Solid. And then we've got Nicole.
Hey, I'm Nicole Rickey. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. And I just have been introduced to the camp family. Like 2 weeks ago was my first time at Camp Saadi. And now I'm here in Hudson.
Yeah. It's great to have you back and see you again.
So good awesome. To see you.
So great.
Gracie.
All right. My name is Grace Mitchell. I'm from Hudson, Wisconsin as well. And I've been with the Camp Saadi fam since 2017, the first year, as a camper. So this year was...
Hi, I'm Raquel Thompson. Mm-hmm. I live in Hudson, Wisconsin. I've been coming to camp since 2018, so that's about 4 years. And I'm 19.
Mm-hmm. Oh, should we have said our ages?
No. I age myself.
Okay, we're all in our
almost
19 or early 20s. So we're just sort of going to talk, have Nicole share a little bit about what it was like coming to Camp Saadi as a completely new person.
Yeah, so I jumped in not knowing anybody. found out about Camp Saadi through my tour club. And just drove down 10 hours from Madison down to Tennessee. And when I got there, it was like really warm welcome. By Susan Raquel, actually. It was, like, so cute.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So the, like, majority of the group had been busing in from the airport, and just the two of them were here with just a couple other people who had driven. So it was nice to meet you guys. And then shortly after, everybody came, just warm welcome, made some great friends, and here we are still together today, 2 weeks later.
Yeah, we're not sick of each other yet.
Not yet.
Snowed in together.
Literally.
That's wild. It was great. So then you had to quarantine because you got COVID on, what was it, day two?
Yeah, so I was one of the lucky people to be, or I shouldn't say unlucky, it all worked out, but basically someone had brought COVID to camp, which probably many people did, honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
So there was a lot of people
that Omicron is sneaky.
Yeah, so it just so happened that our cabin, someone did test positive, and so we were quarantined, I think, on the second day of camp, which was kind of unfortunate, but also we really got to bond together and... basically, slowly, COVID did spread to everyone basically in our cabin. I was really holding off, like, okay, I'm not sick at all, like, for the first week. Mm-hmm. But slowly, I think it was there 8 of us total in my cabin at first. Then we, like, dropped down to 4. Then, 2 days later, another one tested positive. Oh. Another one tested positive.
Did they all have to go home?
And then slowly, yeah, there was a few campers who were sent home, unfortunately.
That's so sad.
It was really sad. Dropping like flies. I was thinking it was, like, The Bachelorette. Like, it's just like, yeah, here's your rose. And
voted
you have
off.
To go home.
Yeah. I made it to the end.
The process of elimination.
Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah. Have fun with that.
But camp was really accommodating. And even though we were in quarantine, we still got to do some activities. They brought us tie-dye. And we did a little Bible study together, and
so
we
cute.
Had our own COVID bonfire. So even mm-hmm. though the circumstances weren't ideal, it was still a really fun experience for all of us, and I think the campers had a positive mood. And
yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. And also no one got really, really, really sick.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Right. Yeah, so Kelly and Grace, this was y'all's first time counseling, but you've been going for like a few years now, so what was that like for you guys?
Oh my gosh, it was like totally different, but in a good way.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, it was
you
very
sympathize with the counselors.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, like none other, I swear. Wow, yeah. But yeah, respect to all my past counselors. I feel you. I know I had a break day, even though I missed you. But It was really good, and it just made me feel like old, but in a good way. And it just,
yeah, power, you know, authority.
Yeah, it was like weird, but it was really good for me. I think it was a good growing experience.
That's good.
And I bonded, yeah, really well with my girls. It was good.
Nice.
Yeah, as being like more of an introvert person, mm-hmm. I never realized how loud I could yell.
Oh, we all learned that at the bonfire yeah, when you went at it with the, what was that song?
Banana Amiga. Yeah, that was fun, except for losing your voice like halfway through.
But I'm surprised I didn't lose my voice. I'm just kind of sad that I didn't.
Next summer.
That's like uh-huh. one of the things about camp, especially with like morning shacharit.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Like,
when you get into it, like every day you lose your voice.
Oh my gosh, when we were driving back, I had like, Kelly and I stopped in St. Louis and we had like 8 more hours to go, and I had pretty much lost my voice at the point. I was thinking, I was about to text the group chat and be like, somebody, just y'all, please text Kelly because I cannot keep her entertained. Silence.
Honestly,
she survived, and then I was just forcing my voice to do it for me.
Yeah,
it worked out.
Just calling the hotel.
Matthew, do you have anything to say about being like a counselor? Like you've been a counselor in the past, and then
This was actually my first year not being a counselor. I was on the activities team, that was an interesting experience. I don't know, being a counselor, I've always enjoyed hanging out with the campers, being able to bond with them and to interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of missed that with being in the activities team, but we still had a good time.
Yeah.
And like eventually I started like actually doing stuff with campers more and mm-hmm. like sitting with them during chakrit. And so I think doing stuff like that allowed me to stick with the mm-hmm. campers more.
Right. It's sort of gonna be like a big picture view of the dynamic going on instead of like just focusing in on a small group of kids.
Yeah.
But,
so it sounds like you like being a counselor more than part of the staff.
in some ways,
deal with the kids.
I think if I come back and am staff, I think just like forcing myself to interact with the kids if I'm not doing that already is something that needs to happen. Like I'm interacting with the kids and having fun with them and
you did a good job on shakari.
Thanks. I did my best.
I think I slept in a little too late.
He started some dancing for shakari a few times.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
Yeah, the dancing is just always.
No,
just,
it's so fun. Yeah. So hype. It just gets your blood flowing too in the morning.
Yeah.
It's good. A little cardio.
Exercise.
Yes.
I feel like this year especially, like, I don't know. People didn't seem as reserved, like, about dancing. But, like, some people did, and that's okay.
Yeah,
like not
no
everybody
judgment.
Has to force yourself if it's not your thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like the people who wanted to dance felt pretty good about, like, But, I don't know. I only saw a little bit, so you guys can all confirm or deny.
That was the first time I've ever experienced kind of, like, a group dance like that during prayers.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a good way to kind of get your energy up and relate your body to what your like spirit is feeling.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. true.
Yeah, honestly, when I first went to camp for my very first year as a camper, like I was not used to like the dancing around. Like I just never did that. So it's like it was definitely like something I had to push myself to do, but it's like no regrets once you start. It's just like so fun. You just can't stop. You just want to keep jumping up and down. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I felt like it was good in that this year and the past years we've gone like 100% every day at shacharit. And so like by like the third or fourth day, like everyone's exhausted, like their voices crack. I don't know how many times during prayers.
Everyone's voices are gone by like day four.
That's a good song. It's such a good song.
Saying the goodnight song at the end of the day is like destroyed because the voices are like all just done with. But I don't know, like this camp, I felt like it was like good that we took it a step back. So then when we did do it,
yeah, we had more endurance.
Exactly. And we had, like, a nice rest break.
Yeah.
And just to explain the goodnight song, it's a little special song we got at camp. It's like a lullaby.
Susan, we're not singing that. Not for them.
Y'all tune in for a future episode.
Yeah. Stay tuned, y'all.
I'll be doing a solo at this point, but I'm but it's not meant to be a solo. Okay, it's really fun how it works. It's, like, the whole camp gathers in a circle, and we all, like, sort of put arms around each other, but not everybody does that. You don't have to, like, be hugging everybody if you don't want to.
Right.
But we all just gather in a circle, and we, like, the boys... No, okay.
Girls.
The girls sing first, and, like, we lead the first verse, and then the boys sing the second verse, and sort of you're, like, you're singing to each other. Like, you're singing, Lay Down, My Dear Brothers, and then the boys sing, Lay Down, My Dear Sisters, whatever.
it's kind of like a call and response kind
exactly.
of song.
Exactly. And then the final verse, like, we all sing together. Yeah. But, like, it's so
cute.
Funny when, like, the boys start their verse, because, like, you can see all of the girls just cracking up, because it's so funny to me. Just, like,
just the guys sing, it's just something
from
about
the sweet
it.
Voices to the deep
yeah.
voices.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
Even if they were good singers, I think everyone would
it's
still
just
laugh.
Funny, yeah. You don't usually hear the lower voices singing,
right.
like, when you hear music.
Because
uh-huh. they sort of blend in and give more, like, deeper tones to the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way, it's such a special way to end the night. I really,
oh, yeah.
I really love
yeah.
that.
It's so wholesome, honestly.
Yeah, it's very satisfying to
yeah.
like, hear it, and you're like,
yeah.
okay.
And
yeah.
It just, you just feel like one big happy family.
Mm-hmm, that bow and that sweet dreams.
Yeah.
So we could, I guess, move on to keeping long-distance friendships alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing in Messianic movement, because, like...
Oh, yeah.
We always, like, we're all so spread out, and I think that's a good thing, because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, Yeshua is always just all, like, go and make disciples across the world, whatever,
yeah.
so go, like, you know, into the world. So it's good, but, like, it means that pretty much the main times we get together, it's, like, a couple times a year for, like, a big event,
yeah.
and they're, like, super awesome.
Yes.
Everybody, like, loves it, but then, like, it's, like, you have to go back into the real world.
Which is sad.
Yeah, it's sad, but then... But then again, you know, like, even the mundane is a service to Hashem, like...
Yes, yes.
And so, you gotta keep the spirit alive,
mm-hmm.
but, like, still be participating in, like, your school, your work, whatever you got, but, like, doing
it's
it
kind
for
like
God.
Shabbat. Like, Shabbat, like,
mm-hmm.
we all get together, and, like, that's supposed to, like, vibe or ramp you up for the
yeah.
week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back into...
Also, I think it's exactly. so cool, like, everyone you meet up, like, at events or anything, like, with all the Messianic teens and stuff... And then, like, you, like, leave, of course, when you come back to, like, an event like that, you mm-hmm. just, like, pick up where you left off, and you just, like,
yeah,
all, like,
exactly.
it's just, like, you're just,
yeah.
the, I don't know, the vibes are just.
I feel like we got an especially good vibe among the counselors this year, and the staff.
Oh, yes.
Just, to Absolutely. Be clear, I wasn't a counselor this year. It hasn't worked out for me yet. But hopefully someday.
You'll get
I just want at least go once to get out of my system.
Yeah.
But I was on Activities Team, actually, which was, like, super fun. And honestly, I loved it and bonded with the people on Activities Team, too. Like, Stungy mm-hmm. was on it, too. And then we had Candace and,
Randy.
And Abby.
Judy.
Yeah, although Judy made it a little partway in. It was hard to go without our leader, but she was able to Zoom us.
You guys
speak of COVID again.
Yeah.
But anyways, like,
we all just
awesome.
Bonded so well.
Yeah.
We were just, like, one big happy family.
It felt like there wasn't a single person there who, like, didn't
fit
their
in.
Purpose
yeah.
and their unique, like, dynamic, and they just, like, we all just blended splendidly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all, got, we were, like, siblings at that point. It was just,
a dream team.
Yeah.
But there's room for more. Don't
yes.
worry. We want you for Camp Saudi counselor team.
2022.
It's a little promotional ad.
Yes.
For those that might be listening, like, what is it like to be on the activities, like, team?
Oh, yes.
Like, what's the work like? Like, is it,
mm-hmm.
there's variety in jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Was it satisfying, like, for those of...
Yeah, it was really fun. I didn't know what to expect going into it.
Mm-hmm.
I had tried to be a counselor, but something didn't work out. I don't know.
Paperwork.
Yeah, maybe I applied too late. Who knows? But so, yeah, I just sort of went to a blind, because this is a new thing they've done now with the counselor team. Or, I mean, sorry, with the
activities
team. Yeah, basically, Judy was, like, our leader. And then we all just sort of were her little minions. did her work for her. The first thing we got to do on activities team was... Three of us, including myself, from our team, not everybody, we, like, volunteered for the first thing she wanted to do, which was teach all of the counselors how to dance.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like,
that's the best thing.
I haven't watched Footloose, like, a billion times. Like, I have to go wait. But anyways, so it was really fun. Like, the dance that we did was based on something she'd seen on the internet or whatever with some teachers doing it. I don't know. But it was, like... a medley of songs where it was like one big song but like snippets of famous songs
mm-hmm.
with famous dances that went to it, and so like we just taught them the dance like it was going through like a series of just little snippets of songs, so it went through like where did we start, it started with something from like Will Smith, like dun 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 dun, jump on it,
jump on it, jump on it.
Yeah, like Whipping Gangnam or like that.
Yeah,
line.
Open Gangnam Style,
oh,
Cotton Eye Joe, the Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah,
and it's
like
a like, TikTok yeah. dance.
It was like a TikTok dance.
Dun 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 dun. And what was the one? What was the one that like you did the wave? We did the wave.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, that was a good one.
And then something like Shake.
Oh, yeah.
Twist.
Yeah,
that was
Chubby
good.
Checker or something. I think did that one.
Bro,
how
did you
like
know
a
that?
50s one.
Oh, and then,
I don't know, man.
Did you guys already say it's a Cupid Shuffle? That's the one that you move a lot?
Yeah, like, yeah, I think so.
Wait, there's a Cupid Shuffle, and then there's the, like, Yeah, right foot and then left foot and then like give me like jump to I forgot what that's called.
And they all didn't want to at first. Like I knew that would happen. Like I was just like
the girls
just don't like dancing.
I think we didn't realize like how detailed it would be.
Oh, okay.
Or like how intense.
Yeah. That's actually probably how we bonded, because that was before any of the campers came. We all learned this dance.
Yeah, I think that was pretty awesome. I didn't really know a lot of the people at first, and so it was like just like breaking out of my shell right away on the first, like, what was it, the second night maybe, like we got there?
It was a perfect icebreaker. I don't know if we did any like official.
The boys are being all goofy. And
we hadn't even introduced them. We don't have names yet. We're just dancing.
Like, just get in the row and start dancing.
I was impressed. The boys, I was cracking up when I was trying to teach them because they were all just being hilarious. I was like worried that people were just going to be like, I'm going to do it. But like they did. Like,
everybody
was really good.
They had a good attitude about it. I was surprised.
I gotta say, we can dance.
You can see people's personalities, though, like, who was, like, intensely trying, and then, like, who was just, like, moving their limbs like a weird star.
It was perfect.
It was good.
Wait, Nicole, were you the one who, in the video who's, like, bright, glowing? Okay, I should explain this. So,
I was yellow. I was yellow.
You were yellow? Yeah, yellow with the bright glowing because you had just charged up. Okay, I need to explain this because it sounds a little psychic.
No, okay, wait, no. That was, who was that? Savannah. Savannah was really glowing.
Oh.
But yeah, explain.
Yeah, so basically, I think the little sneaky way Judy got them all into it and, like, was because the deal with the song and the dance is that you have the lights off, everybody wears black, and we had glow-in-the-dark tape that we, like, taped down the front of us with our black clothes on, and, like, then down each leg, and then across the arm.
So we looked like stick
figures.
It was so good. We had glow sticks. Yeah. It was so fun.
And then a bunch of people, like, had, like, a big glow stick, like, hoop that we put, like, on our head to, like, around our face and our head. It was hilarious. And so then when we went in to do our dance, they had the lights off, and Shayna, like, had all the kids close their eyes and looking down. And then we all shuffled in.
Bam! We walk in.
In the dark. And then the first dance, it was perfect. We're all facing the wall. And then the music starts. They all can look now. And the music starts. And then it's like, our backs are to them. But then, like, the first dance, it has you facing the wall. And then you, like, turn around. Because you're, like, doing a lasso where you, like, turn around as you do it.
Lasso?
Yeah, lasso. I don't know. It's spelled with two O's, isn't it?
What were you saying? Lasso?
I did not.
Scratch that.
Scratch that from the record. Make me stricken.
Okay. She's from Minnesota. We'll give her grace.
Yeah. I object. That is speculation. No. But anyways.
We turned around.
Lasso.
Yeah, we turned around. And then, like, they all, like, screamed.
The reaction to us was, like, amazing. So that was, like, validation right there. I was like, that's all I needed. This is worth it. All
and
of it.
King's opening ceremony.
Yeah.
And then after that, that was how they introduced the counselors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how they made the big entrance. And then after that, they introduced the counselors based on their color teams because they had, like, glowing balloons that were, like, when one person was announced, their counselor group and their color, they, like, released a bunch of balloons for them.
Yeah, so instead of color team, they had six colors. And so there's buds, sprouts, and branches, and then girls and boys are separated, so that's six colors. So we had six colors to show your cabin.
Yeah, to find your cabin and your counselor. Mm-hmm.
So it was exciting for the campers to meet us as the counselors, but also us. We've been having all this preparation. We're so excited in that moment. We get to meet our campers.
Yeah, that was so cool.
It was really fun. But then Stungy, you're the only one here who was not in the dance, right?
So tell us how it was from the audience.
Tell us how it looked.
It looked pretty spectacular. It was really fun seeing the stick figures. Like,
Was it a good, like, reveal? And like,
definitely, yes.
It was a little stressful, nervous because in the video, like, you can really see Savannah, but it's a little harder to see some of us because, like, the tape would sort of lose its charge kind of fast.
You had to, like,
keep, like, shining a flashlight on it. And, like, hers was really popping, but, like, some of us, I don't know, how did it look in real life? Because I heard that on the video it didn't look so good, but in real life it did? I don't know.
Yeah.
You could still see them.
Against the black room, I mean, like,
you could see it.
Everybody stood out.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It was pretty.
That's good.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
And it was just a brilliant idea overall because like the theme was Children of Light.
Yeah. Shout out to Judy.
Yeah. So it was like we're in the darkness and then we turn around and we're like illuminated. Ooh,
yeah.
Like
also all the colorful lit up balloons on the ground.
Yeah.
That was just like
it was glowing. It was like magical. And then the explosions afterwards. I felt like I was just like, oh my word.
PTSD for anyone from
Wait, what was the
kids are all too young for like.
They were popping the balloons.
Oh my gosh, my ears.
Yeah, because it was like it felt like firecrackers going off nonstop.
I was not expecting that because it looked so beautiful. I loved
it. Also, they started popping all the balloons. I was like, guys, these are gorgeous. Oh my gosh, I have a funny story though. So all of them were getting popped or whatever, and I like quick grab one to save one because it had like that glowing thing inside. So it was like a balloon with the glowing. So like I took it back to my cabin with my girls, and then she was kind of like our mascot. We named her Jenny.
Jenny.
Yeah. And we like made a face on it with like a Sharpie, like wrote our names on it. And she was like our mascot. And like the lights that were inside of them, like one of my girls like brought like a handful of them back because they're just on the floor. Yeah. Uh-huh. And we called them like souls. And so
oh my gosh.
Michelle. We just had them, literally we had like them in a corner of the room and it's just like illuminating with these like light like souls on
that's
the ground.
So
like,
cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's making me think of like the disciples and they all have the little candles on their head.
Yes.
You know? Whoa, that is
oh, that's true.
Yeah. We like that light. Children of light. Man, that was a solid
That was a
theme.
Solid theme.
Yeah, for real.
The teachings are really good, honestly. Yeah.
Shout out to Mr. Eby.
Yes.
They were like, they were like so good and so deep. And like, also some of them were like good reminders too, like, oh my gosh, I need to get better at that. Or like,
It had like a basic level, so like anyone at any level could start with his teachings.
And like, take
but it had like infinity for you to grow on it wherever you're at.
For real.
And the discussions were nice afterwards. You can just, like, kind of, like, oh, my gosh, you guys hear that and this. And it was cool.
Yeah. Did it spark good conversations with the campers and stuff?
Yes. They had, like, good. They, like, they thought the whole, just overall the camp was just, like, so, like, empowering to them. They just.
Oh, my God.
They felt so connected. They're, like, wow, like, the prayers, like, oh, they just, that, the doing the prayer services, like, were their favorite part of the day. Like, they're, like, those are my, that's, like, the favorite part of the day. Like.
That's awesome.
Because we do our highs and lows at the end of the night, and so.
Yeah, yeah.
They really, enjoyed that.
That's so awesome. Cool. Yeah, because I know, like, there have been thoughts that maybe it was, like, a little too, like, we've had it a little bit too, like, dance heavy, like, turns into just a mosh pit. But, like, it's always been people's favorites, so I was, like, wondering how people would respond to it being,
yeah,
like,
they still loved
dancey,
it.
But not too, like, mosh pit.
Yeah, and, like, they, my girls had never been to any previous camps, so, like, they had no idea what it was like before with the mosh pit and everything.
Right, that's right.
So, like, they, if they enjoy it, that means that we distilled it something right.
That's
so
that's good
that was good, yeah. Yeah.
Because there was a lot of new campers this year.
There was, like, I want to say just, like, maybe, like, 10 max of the alumni campers.
Really? Is that it?
Yeah.
It was, like, Ebies and Rodstins.
Rodstins.
Hey, I can't judge anyone after the last thing. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Okay.
And then, I'm not sure. I think then there might have been, like, a handful.
Casey was a return camper.
That's true, Casey.
That's
and
right.
then, Laura Kirby.
Yeah, yeah. And then also Sophie. I forgot her last name. I don't want to say it. I'm going to really butcher it.
Yep, Sophie.
Yeah,
Sophie.
You know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, that was, like...
Caleb and Eden.
The little... Zeb Brown was.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
That was a few.
Yeah, okay.
And many maybe we forgot a few.
Yeah.
It was really surprising though, how many new people we had.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was awesome.
How many kids were there all together? Like
40, 50? Oh golly, I don't know, like 60?
Yeah, I want to say 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
More up in that range.
And there were a lot of new counselors too.
Yeah.
I'm outnumbered right now, but.
But they weren't. We were.
Yeah. But like by the end of it, it didn't even feel like y'all were like newbies.
No.
Like you just fit.
I mean, just blended in.
It's crazy because normally you have that vibe of the people who already knew each other and then the new people come in and are like, eh, but you guys were, you know, just mixed right in with the new people. It was great. Did you feel like, I know what I think, but did you feel like there was, like, cliques or anything? I did not see any cliques at all. Yeah. I felt welcome. I talked to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I didn't
Love
think
to
so
hear that.
Either.
And, like, and among the campers, I didn't really see that either.
No, I think it helped that there are so many new people that people haven't known each other since they were, like, four during conferences.
So you just have to make friends with everybody.
Yeah. So everyone's a clean slate.
It was really good.
It's really nice to see.
Because that's a nice fresh start, I just felt like. But not a fresh start, but, like, it was. Like, it's, you know. It was a good reunion since we had such a big break between the camps and everything. So that was just, like, really good.
So I'm thinking maybe one of the reasons why we did all get along, the old and the new, is because it had been 2 years. So even the people who had known each other,
it
had been a few years.
Good point.
Everybody's just kind of brand new coming together again.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone's ready to be social.
Yeah, hey, I kind of remember you. Yeah. I don't know you, but hey.
Let's all be friends.
There's
all
some big people I saw that like kind of knew each other from when we did the online camp too.
Yeah, I was surprised that still people were making those like maybe they didn't stay in touch, but like they still were like remembered like people just like over Zoom. Like, yeah. I don't remember anyone, honestly, gonna be completely honest. I mean, I wasn't a counselor. I was like I was a Color Wars like team, but like I didn't recognize any.
I remember a few people, but not all my campers from online came. I think one came out of the whole crew.
I just wanted to quick bring up the group chat. The camp staff group chat has just been iconic. Like,
popping. It's like, what, a week and a half after camp and everyone's still just...
For real. Just like throwing those memes.
No, it's only a week and a half after camp. We have just begun.
Oh, yeah. Good rephrase.
Yeah.
Exactly. No. We're all like, we've got a countdown going with Kate Hershey, so he's counting the weeks.
Yeah. How many weeks are we at? Like 42? Or no, wait.
24.
24? Okay.
I'm not sure. It's just so been like jokes constantly, but trying not to like spam everybody because we all are also back to work and school.
Yes,
now,
yeah.
So. You're at work, you come home to like 44 messages. Like, I give up.
Yeah,
we just look at the last 10. Yeah. What's like convenient or relevant?
It's good though. We all miss each other.
We do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's really good to have you visit again, Nicole. Hope to see you again around.
This is the first reunion, you know?
First of many.
First of many reunions.
Are you planning to come back?
I mean, definitely, you guys. I'll be back in Hudson for sure.
Yeah.
That's a wrap.
Thanks for tuning in.
Peace. The kingdom is only concealed. Even when the throne is gone, the king remains. King always remains.